Is a Way Out, Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news?
Good evening everyone. Welcome to the Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM. Tate Kalunga Nemuyembeke. May God bless you all, wherever you are listening to us. May God bless you. Remember, there is a way out. That's why we are here speaking to you. The name of the program is Stop Suffering. But I'm not alone. I have here with me in the studio Pastor Festus from Greenwell. Also, Marcella, who is sharing with us her testimony, her story, how her life has changed. She started testifying last Tuesday, and she will conclude her testimony tonight. So I would like to first to greet Pastor Festus. May God bless you, Pastor Festus. Good evening.
Good evening, Bishop, and good evening, Namibia. O programa é o hoje terá lugar com a Universidade Church. O programa é curifé por Lemono Lihuna. O neném do ove outro já que nem que o meu jumo na manhã é o recheio que o todo rovali com ninguém a helipi. So, é filmbrina lipraco.
And just before I greet Marcella, I would like to let you know there will be a prayer. Before the end of the program, we always have a moment of prayer, a moment that we talk to God. You are going through a tough time, you are going through a difficult situation in your life. There is a way out. That's the theme of this week. There is a way out. You can pray with us. Have a glass of water or a bottle of water. We are going to be praying for you on your behalf. Why? Because many people, they ask Pastor Festus, I like to explain to them. Many people, they ask why we pray for the water. Why you always pray for the water? And it's because it's the Bible.
Yes.
Yeah, Exodus chapter 23 verse 25 says, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and take sickness away from the midst of you. So people have to understand, we pray for the water because it is in the Bible, Pastor Festus.
Yes, Bishop. Takutu akucha, omorwashi ke alushe hatu ili kaneno meva, omorwashi, o shashangwa, shashangwa mbibeli takutu ha, tolongelo mwene kalunga koe, ndetayambe kombolotoe, no meva oe.
Yeah, so they can prepare a glass of water now.
Yes, Bishop. Otoduru kulongi doka kopikoe komeva, ove nuhona tango, inotelela no kulitumano programa ai, ahawe, o unogu kalawe tu dengela nare konomola yongo jei, onola, ohetatu, onola babali, ombali babali, onatu batatu, nonano.
Yeah, and you can call. Thank you for sharing the toll-free number. If you want to speak to a pastor, now we are not going to take calls yet. We are going to take calls after 9:30 when the testimony of Marcella is concluded. Okay, but if you want to talk to somebody now, you can call the toll-free number of the church, 0800-22-3335. We can see that people trying to call us live, but we are not going to take calls yet. Okay, so you can call the toll-free number then. You are going to speak to the pastor, the man of God. They are waiting for you. They will include your name in the prayer book, the name of a family member in the prayer book. So call now 0800-22-3335. It's a free call. It's a toll-free number. You don't pay for the call. The church pays for your call. Yes, the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God will pay for the call. You can just call now and talk to somebody. Now, first of all, good evening, Marcella. Thank you for being with us once again.
Good evening, Bishop. Thank you for having me.
So, as you started sharing with us, Marcella, your testimony last Tuesday, we are going to make a summary, quick summary, before we tell people, because they want to know how your life changed. So, we understand you had a very serious problem with alcohol.
Yes, Bishop.
How did it start?
Well, just to rephrase what I said on Tuesday, I joined the wrong groups when I went to high school. Due to trying to fit in, I started doing what my friends would do, such as drinking alcohol, smoking, just to try and have kind of friendships that will be cool.
You tried to fit in.
Yeah, I wanted to fit in, yes, Bishop.
And it started more or less at what age?
I started drinking at the age of 14.
14 years old?
Yes, Bishop.
Okay, so usually when people, they start drinking, Marcela, it is gradually. For example, people, they start drinking occasionally, like in parties.
Yes.
In celebrations, and then it starts escalating.
Yes.
So how was this process, process of escalation when it comes? You started just drinking here and there, and then you started drinking every weekend, every Friday, and then it became, did it become a something like daily, that you couldn't go a single day drinking? How was, if you can explain to us, please.
Okay, well, when I started drinking, because I was still young, we would depend on guys to buy alcohol for us at the shebeens and at the bars and stuff like this. And it will only be on weekends. And it eventually escalated to drinking during the week as well, because we would sometimes gather some from our allowances that we'll get from our parents, we'll buy alcohol and take along to school. It went that far. So...
Even taking, so you were taking alcohol to school?
Yes, in water containers, but that were not see through.
Okay.
Yes.
So the other schoolmates, maybe teachers, people who work at the school, they would think that you were drinking water or juice.
Yes.
And actually, you were taking alcohol to school.
Yes, we were taking alcohol to school, and we would go drink during break time, or sometimes just skip classes and go outside to the soccer fields, because there would be no movement from teachers. So we would go drink there and come back to class.
I can imagine that it's affected your study. Did it affect your school results?
It did very much, because coming to high school, I came as an A student from primary school. But then when I came to high school, because of trying to fit in, I lost focus on my academics. So my performance went very bad. It went very low.
So your family, like your I don't know who you're staying with, maybe your mom or somebody else, did they notice that they would come and ask you, what happened? You're doing so well. Primary, you were an A student. But now we see here, you are going down the hill, your marks. Did they see, or maybe even teachers, maybe who knew you? What people were saying?
My mom, like I said, she spoke to me. She tried taking me to social workers. It didn't help. Teachers, also those who knew me and my performance, tried speaking to me, but still, I wouldn't see that they were trying to help me. I thought they were trying to control me.
Yeah.
So I never took the advice.
Okay.
Which they would give to me.
So they were trying to. Today you know. Today you understand.
Yes.
They were trying to help you, but that time, you thought they were trying to control you.
Yes, Bishop.
And I would like to say to you here in the Stop Suffering program that we are not, by the way, we're not trying to control you as well, because people, they may think, but I drink just for fun. I drink just for fun. I just want to forget my problems. But that's the problem with alcohol. Many people think that they are controlling it. Passa Festos,
yes.
before I continue with Marcela, there are many people that they think they're I'm controlling. I just drink sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm in control. But actually, the alcohol is the addiction is the one that is controlling them.
Ongash Marcela kuita popia patati kucha. Efimbolo lali le fimbolo kumona evatelo lae e shatame kokuno malodu. So keshe umo utia kuyetelo mbele shina shangashu neno valongi ovo venshi kucho kwali halongo ngalipi ilongo ayo kwali hendi fangalipi mofikola na memoayo ya kuye ten nombre lengeno ten longe no kunkufa no kuri no kuri no koshosha waweka obana avesho kweva ukwevanya umalombre lwabo okwali ewe tekucha ovafa taven controla sho oshoshe mweta fiopo ngatu akanifo ngala mwenyo iwa.
So what did you say, Pastor?
Yes. Yes, I just spoke what she has spoken about what whoever comes in her way trying to speak to help teachers, families, mother, she thought that they were just trying to control her.
Yeah, and that's not the case. Actually, they were trying, like Marcela's mother, she was trying to help her, taking her to the social worker. And I would like to also to talk to the mothers out there. Because there are many mothers right now listening to us. Today you are a mother.
Yes, Bishop.
You have a children. How many?
I have a son.
You have one son?
Yes.
You are a mother. And by the way, your testimony also has to do with your child as well.
Yes, Bishop.
She's going to tell us shortly. Those of you who didn't listen on Tuesday. And I'm talking to mothers right now. Maybe you are a mother and you have been struggling with your child, your son or your daughter, like Marcela's mother was struggling with her. And you are about to give up. You think you did everything. You take your child to social workers. You take your child to rehab, not because of alcohol, maybe because of drugs or something else. Don't give up. There is a way out. By the way, you can call now the toll-free number of the church, 0800-22-3335, 0800-22-3335, and include now, Paife, yeah, now, and include your name and the name of your family member, your son, your daughter, in the prayer. We are going to pray for you before the end of the program. Now, going back to the story of Marcela. So it started escalating, Marcela,
yes,
gradually. And what was the worst moment? The moment that you thought, now my life is over. I don't see a way out. I think of giving up. I think of killing myself. I don't know if you thought of killing yourself. Maybe not. And by the way, those who are thinking of killing yourself, don't do that. Don't, please don't do that. Suicide is never a solution. It's never a way out, okay? We are going to find out how Marcela changed her life. And if she overcame that, she overcame addiction, you can also overcome that. So Marcela, what was the worst moment?
Well, the worst moment for me, Bishop, was when my son came to join me to start attending school with me because my mom had to retire from work.
Okay.
And she had to leave Khobaba, so my son had to come to me. So my addiction got so worse that I was drinking every day and I had to hide my alcohol addiction from my son.
Sure.
Yes, and I would go as far as overspending my salary on alcohol and be devastated because I overspent the money that was supposed to do something, like even pay rent or buy food at home, I would overspend on alcohol. That was the devastating moment for me.
So you had to, now you are hiding. So before the program, you were telling us, I was asking you, how would you hide the alcohol from your child?
Mm.
And please, if you can share with us.
Okay. So I would go buy my alcohol, wine, beer, it doesn't matter what it was, that craving when it comes. And I had a duffel bag where I kept my old shoes in the house under the bed. So I would hide this alcohol in that bag and slide it under the bed so my son will not find it anywhere in the room.
That's did it happen then sometime maybe he found it?
No, he never did.
He never did.
He never
so you were hiding it.
Yes.
But still, how would you feel inside having to hide alcohol under the bed from your son?
Bishop, it wasn't a good feeling because I would feel guilty. I was trying to raise my son in a manner that would be presentable,
respectful.
Yeah, respectful. But I would find myself drinking because I could not help. I could not control it. The addiction has grown so much so that I could not control it. So it was never a good feeling.
So did you try? I believe you tried, but I have to ask. Did you try to stop the alcohol addiction by yourself? Did you say, I believe you, people, they say, no, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'll quit. But eventually, maybe they stop for a while, a short while, a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, and they go back. Did it happen to you?
Very much. It happened a lot. So many times I tried stopping, and I would tell my cousins that I would drink with, and one of them would always be like, ah, you always say that. It will be like maybe a month or so, and then you will return back to drinking again. And I would make a vow to myself, no, I will not drink again. I mean it this time. But eventually, I'll find myself having that edge, and I will go drink.
Yeah. And those of you who are listening to us right now, maybe the story of Marcela, the testimony, the past of Marcela, is your present today. You are living this. You tell yourself, I'll not drink, I'll not smoke, I'll not use drugs. And you keep going back to it. You keep going back to it. Because you have to understand that addiction, it's a spirit.
Yes, Bishop.
It's a spirit. You also, Pastor Festo shared his testimony with us as well. He also had a problem of drinking as well, with drinking,
yes,
right, Pastor?
Yes.
And what people, they have to understand that it's a spirit.
It's a spirit.
An evil spirit. As long as the person doesn't remove this evil spirit of addiction, not removed, the person keeps going back to it.
Yes, Bishop. Just like an example, Marcela, she had to hide the alcohol from her son. For her not to be a bad example, she knew that is something not okay. But because it is a spirit that keep her there, something she don't want, something she don't like, she's in. And kashimba ori mongala ya fafana oyo Marcela tapopikucha okwari haoleke no maloduko kana kae so haoleke koshiombete opo o malodo a harmonike ko kana kae shashina ala kuyanja o shiopene mashona kuiwa ii ko kana kae kashimbo to shakene kujua fapo honu o malodo a honda mawi holeka inohala kumonika shashi o shikucho shima shi o mepoyo o kalunga shiketa druku ikufamo.
Yeah. So now let us hear from Marcela, how she overcame that. Just one more detail, Marcela. You were telling us as well before that you were even going to church.
Yes, Bishop.
You were going to church, but you were also having this problem of drinking while going to church.
Yes, Bishop.
So it's not enough just for one to go to church.
Yes.
One had has to make a decision.
Yes, Bishop.
So now tell us, how did you overcome the problem of addiction?
Okay. Bishop, like I said earlier on, I would drink, but I was still in church, or I would go to church. So it was because I did not take a decision to be delivered. Even on Fridays, like when I go to church, I would make sure when the pastors are making a strong prayer,
the prayer for deliverance,
of deliverance, I would keep my eyes open because I did not want to manifest.
Yeah.
So eventually,
you knew it was an evil force in your life.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Even though I'm there that Friday in the service, I would be like, okay, today I want to be free. But however, when I leave the church, I would tell myself, oh, no, it's okay. One more Friday will not cause any harm. I would go drink. I would go drink to the extent that I remember there was a Sunday that I came totally drunk to church. And while the pastor was making a service, my Bible fell out of my hand because I was out of it.
I see.
So this is how I came to take a decision that it was embarrassing. It was too much for me to continue pretending that I'm fine while I'm not. So I spoke to an assistant in the church. and she was helping me through my deliverance process. She told me to open up, because if I do not open up and give God my all, like the pain that is inside of me, the heaviness or the burden that was inside of me, I will not grow spiritually.
So your change started with a real decision.
A real decision, yes.
You repented.
I repented, Bishop.
Yeah, so that's what people have to understand.
Yes.
You repented. When you repent, you turn direction.
Yes.
You make, it's like you are going to south, but then you make a U-turn and you go to the north.
Yes.
You turn the direction. So you made a decision. I'm going to change.
Yes, Bishop.
And you open up asking for help.
Yes, Bishop.
So how long was the process for you to be completely free from that alcohol addiction?
It took me approximately a year, because I would find myself, today I take a decision, tomorrow I slide back again. But eventually I kept on pushing myself. And
it was not easy.
It was not easy. It was not easy.
So it was 1 year.
Yeah.
Process.
Yes, Bishop.
And how did you eventually made it?
Okay, I took a decision to say that, my God, even if I have to die without drinking alcohol, so be it. I'm not going to drink again. And a week passed by and I realized I did not drink for a whole week, 2 weeks, a month. And eventually it started disgusting me and I stopped completely.
So today you are free from alcohol for how long now?
For plus minus 6 years now.
For 6 years, you have been clean.
I have been clean.
So today, can you stand the smell of it? Can you?
I can't. I can't stand the smell of it. Even today when we were walking past by a drinking area, I was talking to a lady friend of mine, and I was like, "How did I used to drink this? I can't stand that smell anymore."
So you are 6 years.
6 years.
Free from that.
Free from the addiction of alcohol.
Amen. So there is cure for addiction. Addiction has a cure. Can you say that, Marcella?
Yes, Bishop. With total assurance, I can say there is a cure for addiction.
Okay. So what can you, before that, who is Marcella today? As a mother? As a wife today, you are married. You are happily married.
Yes, Bishop.
So, you professionally, you're doing well. Who is Marcella today?
Okay, well, Marcella today is free from addiction, free from depression. Marcella is a happily married woman, an exemplary mother to my son, an example as well to my siblings. I am happy. I am free. I am delivered.
Praise God for that.
Yes, Bishop.
And before you share a message with those who are listening to us out there, I want to say to you, there is a way out. Oh, one more thing I have to ask, Marcella. So during this process of deliverance, took you a year.
Yes, Bishop.
And as you said, sometime would have that small backsliding.
Mm.
And you, how the people in the church treated you, the assistants, the pastors, did they judge you? Did they mistreat you? Did they like point fingers to you? So how was the treatment, the support in the church?
Well, Bishop, the support was immense. They never judged me. They never looked out on me, even though I would look down on myself for failing, for backsliding here and there. I would look down on myself, but they would always welcome me with open arms and encourage me to keep on pushing, to keep on taking that decision and taking it further until I could stand on my own 2 feet.
Yeah, and you can expect those of you who are listening to us, Pastor Festus, those who are listening to us, they're struggling maybe with an addiction,
yes,
or maybe with another problem, with another challenge they have in life. They should know that in the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God, they'll find the support. The doors are open for them.
Yes. Ongashi, Marcella tati kucha. Poku ya kwae kongeleka, poku ya kwae pukalunga, oshari shiju. o kwakala no kushuna konima no kuya no kushuna konima no no mokachine mwinya bishop kwaplane kucha ano o mokuya kwepo ngeleko kuya no kwaluka o afshakene kanando kulio maudifo naimo ovanu ova bateri mongeleka ta ta kuhanyo kile nando kuli lote kungwa jola yota mono kucha o mavatelo ashike kwalita mono Omavate wa shike kwa itamono, fiyote ya ponga tu yoku lundulo nga la mwenye ya, yoku ninge tokolo lo kujamomo nga la mwenye ikulu, teyamo nga la mwenye ipe. Otachi kuchanenari, okwa hombola, otachi kuchanenari, okunome pe akalunga, otachi kuchanenari, okwa manguluka. Mm-hmm. I am saying that about what she said, today she's free, today she's delivered, but it was not easy. She come to the church many times, but coming back again, and what she saw in the church is only people helping her. No one has treated her bad. They were all encouraging her, people that she find in the church, and that's how it is.
Yeah, and you can find help as well. So if you want to call now the toll-free number, include your name in the prayer book, 0800-22-3335. Call now. 0800-22-3335 is a toll-free number. The man of God awaiting to write your name in the prayer book and the name of your family. Now, Marcela, what would you like to say to people who are listening to us out there throughout Namibia, the people listening from the whole country, from north to south? Originally, you are from?
From Gobabis.
Gobabis. What would you like to tell them as somebody who is free, transformed, free from addiction? What would you like to say to them?
I would like to tell everybody that is facing challenges, be it the kind of similar situation where I was of alcohol addiction or any other form of addiction, that there is a solution to that problem, and that solution is God. So it doesn't matter how deep they think they are in this addiction. They must come and seek for help. They must look for help from God, who can only cure addiction.
Yeah. Well said. Thank you very much for your story, for sharing with us your testimony, for your time as well. You can't see, but Marcela, she's here with her husband. They are blessed. So the same way God has changed Marcela's life, God can also change. There is a solution. There is a way out. And it starts with a decision to change your life. A decision can change your life. But as long as you don't decide, your life, it's going to be like a cycle of suffering, of pain. Maybe you are even about to give up. There are people like right now thinking of taking their lives, thinking of committing suicide. Don't do that, please. Give God an opportunity. Sometimes people, they say like this, Pastor Festus, I'm waiting for God to help me. But God is the one waiting.
Mm-hmm.
For them to take action. God is the one waiting for them to ask for help. If they take action to ask, that's why we invite them to pray with us.
Mm-hmm.
They can have a glass of water, a bottle of water. We are going to pray for them and God will help them.
Yes, Bishop. Ongash mashela kuita anji hokolo lai kucha. Otati kuchata tanjo nkumo kwa avata. Mshakene kujua fafana. Mulimo ngalo yo malodu. Kamushi kuchota mduru kujamo nongkaluri ngahelipi. Oteshi popine kucha. Openo onjila yo kujamo. Nongye ngo kuchoto moni kunifike peni. Openo onjila yo kujamo. Nonjila yo kujamo mongala mwenyo yo yii. Keisho kume. Keisho wakwane jimu. Keishilieri. Ndelo njila yo kujamo mongalo yo. Otati kucha okalunga. Shama wani nge tokololo ende to yanjo ngala mwenye kukalunga. Mongaloyo uli. Oto jimo. Pramo, otosha kene kujua ulili. Uheshi wafa. Uwae. Ashike. Onjila yo kujamo. Okalunga.
Yes. And I'm sure God will bless. We're going to have shortly a break. And after that we're going to be opening the lines for the calls here live. Okay. Don't go anywhere. We are going to be praying for you before the end. And the same way Marcela's life has changed, your life can change as well. Call the toll-free number. We are waiting. You can call now if you want that one. 0800-22-333-5.
Uchane udi woye uthike peni okuna onjira okuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga paturura o radio yoye etiari netine pomugoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekuthi kuthi jo Igor FM.
Praise God. Praise God. Testimonies like the testimony of Marcela, I'm sure they can inspire many people. People who are thinking, they're thinking, Pastor Sean from Catutura branch. They're thinking that they can't make it. They're thinking that people, they will judge them. You see, Marcela used to come to attend the church service.
Yes, for sure.
Having a Bible, should carry the Bible, should come to church like a Sunday on a Sunday morning, carrying the Bible, but under the influence of alcohol.
Yes, for sure.
But the doors of the church were open for her. Nobody judged her. Nobody pointed fingers to her. She was welcomed.
Yes.
The process for her to be freed, for her to be delivered, took about a year. But she found the help that she needed. And there are people right now that they need a helping hand.
Yes, for sure.
Maybe the family gave up on them. Maybe the friends. Because usually it's like this when people, they struggle with alcohol addiction. Usually it's like this. After some time, the people trying to help, the family, friends, after some time, what happens is that people, they just give up.
Yes, for sure.
People, they just, you know, he doesn't want to change. She doesn't want to change. It's a lost case.
A lost case, yes, for sure.
We hear a lot, these people say, no, I gave up on my son. I gave up on my daughter. I gave up on my family member. But we are telling them, don't give up.
Yes, Bishop.
Because there is a way out.
Yes, Bishop. Indeed, there is a way out, Bishop. We can see in the testimony of Marcela. And also, Bishop, I'm just remembering in here in the Bible verse right now, it says that Jairus, he was on his way to find help for his daughter. Yeah. But whilst he was there, they came and said to him, don't bother the master anymore. He passed away. And that's the moment when Jesus said to him, look, do not be afraid, just believe. So for them, when the child passed away, there was no more hope. So they went there and said, look, there's no more hope, so just leave the master. But Jesus said, no, look, there is hope. Just believe. Do not be afraid. And Jesus went with Jairus, and we all know the outcome. So maybe this person is a hopeless case according to the world. But Jesus is saying to this person, don't be afraid, just believe.
And by the way, tomorrow in the Universal Church, you don't need to wait for Sunday. The Universal Church is open every day, countrywide. Okay, and Fridays we are praying for people who are suffering with spiritual problems at night.
Yes, for sure.
Like bad dreams, nightmares, husband of the night, wife of the night, insomnia. There are many people, Pastor Festus, who can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They are tired from the day, from the work, from the business, from working. They are tired from the day. They go to bed, but in bed they turn to one side. They toss and turn, as they say. Toss and turn from one side to the other of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Some they even spend the whole night with the TV on. Others are afraid of sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are afraid they sleep with... They try to sleep with the TV on. Others, they try to sleep with even the lights.
Mm-hmm.
They leave the lights because they are afraid of dark. They're afraid of dark. But the Lord Jesus Christ can set them free as well from this spiritual problem.
Yes. Takutua kucha. Openova nuovo pamwe. Iho nangara. Iho kofa ufiku. To dikilonga waloloka. Ndeshi to ikumboloe. Ito kofa momonduda. Shasho mno mapiane koma hapu. O tu dwini matayi nyenge komba dayon duda. O tu dwini matayi yate ikupo ndomo katiku ufiku. Pwa mohonanga lano TV ya tema. Pwa mohonanga lano lambayo ya tema. Molo ashi emofika jiwa. So, otaku chuwane kucha haa. Kapena shisha nyangana kukalunga. Kuchu ujuto shakene kwa ufike peni. Kalungo tatu kukufamu muju o. Okucha ne mongula metitano. Metitano lo mongula. Otodulu kufika pongeleka universal cheche keshe. Opo udulu kumangulu lwako kwa kofana wakoe kufiku. So I'm telling them, Bishop, if they are facing situations like that, the person cannot sleep during the night. There is a way to find the church near you, the universal church near you. The church, the prayer tomorrow in Friday is for deliverance.
Yeah, we are even asking people to bring to church, to come to church with a pillowcase.
Yes, for sure.
Maybe this person is sleeping well. But if they have a family member who is suffering with a spiritual attack at night, bad dreams. Sometimes the person wakes up screaming, shouting, yelling, because they had those kind of bad dreams, like something night paralysis. It's like they are paralyzed by an evil force. So they can bring the best would be if the person could bring the family member, like the son, the daughter, or whoever. But if the family member will not come, the husband will not come, they can bring a pillowcase of that person. Indeed. And or even a picture. And we are going to be praying for them tomorrow.
Yes, Bishop. Indeed, Bishop. And the promise will be fulfilled. God says in the Bible that their sleep will be sweet. It's a promise that God makes, Bishop. And whomever believes comes and seeks this promise. There are solutions that the doctor can bring, but there is also spiritual problems. And we are inviting those who have spiritual problems, because God is spirit. The devil is spirit. So we're going to solve tomorrow the spiritual problems using the spiritual authority, which is the word of God, to overcome the spiritual problems, Bishop.
Yeah, and please, you can call now and include the name of your family member in the prayer book if you want. Okay, 0800-22-3335. But we are about to open the lines to speak to people on air here. But just before I do that, I would like to share with you the Bible verse of tonight. I'm reading from the book of Psalm. Psalm 34, verse number 6. It's a psalm of David. David wrote the psalm when he was in a very difficult moment of his life. He almost died. He was not the king yet of Israel, but he was a warrior. He was a soldier. But he said like this, verse 6, Psalm 34, verse 6. I'm reading New King James Bible. This poor man cried out. And that's what we are going to do shortly with the moment of prayer. We are going to cry out to God. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. All his troubles, not some of his troubles. All his troubles. And that's what's going to happen tonight when we pray for you. Have this glass of water ready. Have this bottle of water ready. And if you want to talk to us now, you are in trouble. You are in trouble. Maybe the trouble is addiction, like the testimony of Marcella. Maybe it's another trouble. You can speak to us now live. 083-288-8401. That's the number to call now and speak to us live here on Eagle FM. 083-288-8401. You can call now and speak to us live. You are in trouble. There's a situation in your life that you are about to give up. You are about to quit. There are people that they are about to give up, Pastor Festus. They are about to quit. I think we have the first caller. Pastor Festus, you can talk to him or to her.
Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Meme. Hello. Meme. Uma toke rapo now, huh? Okay. Orieta popino tadenga kujapeni?
Oya, sada nizenga kuzira mu.
Okay, uto denge kujili la kondangwa. Okay, oh, esta ohatu kwili kanene kombinga shike?
Unome
shotare hama. Ta okuje fimbo lifike peni nga home shotare hama. Takutuwa shike?
Ontanana.
Okay. Esta, longe keduta loka kopikoe komeva.
Ewa, ondinava linatate wanje erigosu wakopo.
Okay.
Okpaninge mraziri nitatupeifu ni ya kwambo.
E, duranatu ine ya kwambo.
Mara, nao heha mmeho ungawa ike takajike takajike kumaholike hefini.
Na yo kunu juu wa fafana. Mhm.
Okwani ngiro masiku okhazeke ne ubonga sai kimi ko zwakano marungu.
Mhm.
Okhatiki yebe ke pendo ndetai.
Okay. Samuel na atuntura mo melikano. Edina la tate oyo lelie?
Tate sha ti sesu tango.
Okay. Okay. Longi kiduta la kwa kopiko eko meva.
Ewa.
Omeva oto kwa longi fo kwiko shamo shipala shomo. Itabela. No ya popo la dio,
Dale vuku litra na mamejo.
Ya, que itabelo.
Ewa.
What was she saying?
She says that she have a problem of the eyes. And the doctor says that she it seems like she's not going to see anymore. And the father has the same problem of the same eyes. And the father could not come to home for some years.
So we are going to pray for her. I think we have another caller. Good evening, Ego FM.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
The chef, yes.
How can we help you?
Yeah, no, I was listening to the radio right now. I was listening to the testimony of Marcela.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm someone, I'm calling from Windhoek. My name is Kavo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I'm a person that is going through the same situation Marcela went through.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm struggling with alcohol and I'm struggling with cigarettes. Yeah, not necessarily drugs. I used to do drugs, but I don't do drugs anymore. But cigarettes and alcohol, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
So, as I was listening, yeah, it caught my attention because I'm a believer. I used to go to church, but let me say I'm a person that was backslided.
Yes.
So when I was listening, I saw that, and I know this is the way through, that I just need help.
Yeah.
So that's why I called.
We are going to help you, sir. We're going to be praying for you. You just believe. Yes. If you can do like Marcela did, if you can make a decision, I'm sure God will help you. What's your name again?
My name is Kauko.
Kauko, we are going to include your name in the prayer, Kauko. And shortly, we're going to have the moment of prayer. If you can have a glass of water, we are going to bless it and we're going to drink it. And I'm sure God will give you the strength.
Okay.
Okay?
I did have, I have prepared the glass with me. I'm here with my family.
Well done.
Yeah, and I talked to my wife and I said, we must come visit your church tomorrow. Then she agreed.
Yeah.
So we will be there tomorrow with my family.
You are most welcome. You are most welcome. May God bless you. We are going to be praying for you shortly.
Thank you.
Good night, sir.
Likewise.
May God bless. So Likewise. We are going to be praying for you as well. We can call our toll-free number 0800. We're going to have a short break. We'll not be able to take a call now. In a few moments, we're going to be able to take calls again. But you can call 0800-22-333-5. And there is somebody waiting to include your name in the prayer book. We're going to go for a short break. Still have time?
30 seconds.
We're going to have a short break shortly in 30 seconds. And remember, there is a way out. That's the topic of our program this week. There is a way out. And Jesus is the way out. The same way the Lord Jesus delivered Marcela, today is free for 6 years. Her life has changed completely. God can change your life. We are not here to judge anybody, but we are here to help. Let's go for the break. We're going to be back shortly.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Yes, we are back. Now you can call the line if you want to talk to us live. 0800 is the one of the church. 0800-22-3335. Yes, you can call the church now. You speak to somebody not on air. But I think we have a caller. So, Pastor Festus, you can talk to the caller.
Hello. Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Mimi ta denge kuja peni no jina la uri dia.
Nasinda mulo kuja Chicago.
Oto denge kudila ko Chicago.
Chicago ongo jina.
Okay. O hatu kuili kanene kombinga shike.
Ndide dengolo ntima.
O ne dengolo ntima.
Ndala mungiye na kana kanja kaka.
Okay. Okay. So longe ke duta lokako piko e komeva. No shima shimwe o apungu kulongi fa itaveloloi itavela shashi kapena shisha ngana kukalunga. Nongenge kapene kwa folon timao kuja kucho kulie kalungo tadugu mangula ko dengolon timao.
I think we lost the caller. Yeah, but you can keep trying 083-2888-401. You can speak to us live now. We are live here in the studios of Ego FM here in Vinduk. We have another caller. Pastor Sean.
Caller, good evening. How may we help you? Can you speak a little bit up?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Fine.
Yes, how may we assist you tonight?
Shamawa Nopela. So, okay. Edina Lorie no to denge kujapeni?
Edina ngam emaskonta kujago mawangati.
Okay. So, ondiwete kujashwe tu denge la ngaho omolashi ouna itavelo muove itavela kujakalungo tadruku mangula kujua fapo. So, peife ngahalongi kidanoka kupiko iko meva. Opone ke hulilolo pologa na mai o hatu ke kuningila o meilikano. Ewa.
Ndamuza na kampini za mita ili mwako na akono.
Ili mwako na akono. Edi nala ule die?
Nalaisi nda kabeo.
Ok. Ukulina hava upo?
Ae, ukuliko kukola.
Ok. Ewa, watu shiningi?
So, what people have to understand is that many they are trying to solve the problem with their own strength.
Yes.
They are trying to come out of addiction. They are trying to come out of the situation. But why don't you allow God to help you? I'm sure He will help you. We have another caller. Good evening, Ego FM.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How are you, sir?
Good and you. How can we help you tonight?
I just want to do well in my subject. I mean, in the exam.
Exam.
Yeah, I just want to do well as I'm reading. Sometimes I don't read with understanding. I just want to read with understanding to do well in my exam.
Oh, I see. We are going to include you in our prayer. What's your name?
Joel.
Joel, we are going to be praying for you, Joel. If you can have a glass of water or a bottle of water, we definitely are going to be praying for you.
Yeah, I'm already having it.
Okay, ready. So you are ready for the moment of prayer. You are going to see that God will help you and just have faith in Him.
Okay, sir.
Okay, good night.
Yeah.
Yes, you can call now. You can call now 083-2888-401. Speak to us live. Pastor Festus, next caller, please.
Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am. What are you doing now? Okay. Meme otar denge kuja pen nedina la uri die?
Ai denge kuja ko kondangwa.
Oto denge kuja kondangwa.
Eh.
Meme hatu kuiri kanene kombinga ashike?
Andi onala mwali kane nenge kombinga uno na wange umoni ilonga.
Uno na uyu moni ilonga.
Eh.
O madina uno na vovo ma moni ilongo liye.
Onesmu na Leopold.
Nesmu shana Leopold ha?
Eh.
Okay, oveli pamwe na vopo.
Eh.
Okay. Sholongi kidenye ka o kandini ko keni ko meva o poneke hulo polo gala mai o hatu ke mningilo meirikano amuje pam.
Eh, watate.
Eh.
Mm.
Yalo.
Na eta nita. Tata Kaluga ne moyo back. So you can call now 0832-888-401. Our next caller, Pastor Sean, please.
Eagle FM, good evening.
Yes, good evening, Bishop. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm not doing well.
How may we help you?
I've been listening to this program since from the beginning. I'm calling from Katima Mulilo.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Eliphaz.
Okay, Eliphaz.
Yes, I have a problem also of addiction of alcohol and smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'm into a serious problem whereby I end up thinking of like committing suicide. Mm-hmm. With my work. I've been working on a contract, but my work just stopped and I have nowhere to pay my debts, whereby they are about to confiscate my goods that I've bought.
Mm-hmm.
So all those, it was the cause of like when I get money, I just go out drinking, wasting up the money.
Mm-hmm. I think we lost that on that
call. Yeah, but we're going to be praying for Eliphaz, né?
Eliphaz, yes.
Eliphaz from all the way from Katima Mulilo.
Katima Mulilo.
We are going to be praying for you, Eliphaz. Please have a glass of water, have a bottle of water ready. We have another caller, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, caller.
Tata,
mweto kira po nawa?
Eh.
Okay, ori ta denge nota denge, kuja peni?
Arfet, tata denge, kuja ira po na singe.
Okay. O hatu kuningilo melika no ashike?
Daka nga no kuhesi ilonga, no kuhesi ilonga, ndero shujae.
No kukongi ilonga?
Eh.
Ndeli homo ni ilonga? Okay. Mbapila doyo diripo pepio po? Okay. So, longi kidoka kopigoye komeva, oponeke hulilo polo gala mai, hatu ke kuningilo meili kano. Ngengune mbapila doyo diripo pepi natango, deta po pepi no na avopo.
Ne watate.
Mm-hmm. Ewa, ino japo pola jio, eh?
Ne watate.
Yalo.
And if you want to talk to somebody, you still can call. Our toll-free numbers is 0800-22-333-5. We're going to take now the last caller, but you can keep calling the toll-free number of the church, okay? Let's talk to the last caller of the evening. Good evening, caller.
Good evening, Bishop.
Evening. I'm speaking to who?
You are speaking to Franz from Namtai.
May God bless you. May God bless you. How can we help you tonight?
Bishop, I have a problem with I don't get a job and my family at all.
I see. So do you believe that God can help you, sir?
Yes, Bishop.
You are calling us from where again?
Namtai.
Okay. Well, won't you be asking? Sorry?
In Oshana region.
Okay, Oshana region. We are going to be asking God to help you. Have faith. By faith, everything is possible. Do you have a glass of water already? Do you have a bottle of water?
Yes, I do, Bishop.
We are going to be praying for your water shortly. Don't disconnect from the radio.
Thank you.
May God bless. Well, the moment of prayer has arrived. If you don't have a glass of water or a bottle of water, you can prepare one now. And once again, we pray for the water, Pastor Sean, because it's biblical.
Yes.
It's Bible-based. The Universal Church of the Kingdom of God, it's a Bible-based church. What we do comes from the Word of God, so they can pray with us now.
Indeed, Bishop. They can pray with us. It's a promise that God will bless the water and take away the sickness from amongst them, Bishop.
Yes.
So even to Eliphaz, he's listening. He can prepare his bottle of water, Bishop. And when the desire comes to drink, instead drink the water, the blessed water.
Exactly. Very good. So let us go for the moment of prayer now.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray right now, Lord, on behalf of so many people throughout Namibia who are facing problems, situations. Some of them, my Lord, they can't sleep at night. Others, they're having a problem of addiction, my Lord. They want to quit. They have said many times they'll stop, but they failed. Why? Because they have been trying by themselves. They have been trying with the strength of their arm. And you said that without you, we can do nothing. So, my God, help this person to come out of this situation. This person with thinking of committing suicide. Take away the suicidal thoughts, the spirit of depression, of suicide. Get out of their minds right now in Jesus' name.
Kalunga kange katulipua osha atuka apa kalunga kange ndele nova nuvoe oveli moku mona ihuna. Taalulu makomalutu, taalulu mame ngalamwenyo, veli me ngalamwenyo inave dihala kalunga kange. Oturio kuturi itatudruku vahanga, nonando tufika apa veli itatudruku ningasha. Ashike kalunga kango hatu yambe komeva medina la Yesus Christus. Ove ulikeshe pamwe no nova nava tavalongi fa ome itavelu avo kalunga kange. Uva oete no ushishi eshisha ishili menga la mwenyo davo. Ningo malundru ko kalunga kange. Ejita anomeva otanu eholoke poloe. Okukoshamo omawi aeshe. Oma piko aeshe. Noma fingo aeshe. Ne mepra tse di medina la Yesus Christus. Ohandi yambe komeva. Amen.
Amen. You can drink now. Drink now the blessed water with faith. And you're going to sleep well in Jesus' name. And remember, the doors of the Universal Church are opened every day. Tomorrow is the day of deliverance. The day we make the strong prayers of deliverance. As we said in the beginning, if you are struggling at night with bad dreams, nightmares, spiritual attacks, spiritual husband of the night, wife of the night, you can be free. And they can bring the pillowcase to be blessed, Pastor Shaw.
Indeed, Bishop, they can bring to put their faith into practice, Bishop. We'll be waiting for them, and surely they'll live blessed. It's a promise that God made, Bishop.
Well, our headquarters is located in 32 Independence Avenue, Ospanplatz. 32 Independence Avenue, Ospanplatz. We have services 7 o'clock in the morning, followed by 10 a.m. We have lunchtime service for people who are around town during lunchtime, 12, 3 p.m. afternoon service, and the main service at 6 p.m. You can join us anytime. But we have churches throughout the country. In Katutura.
In Katutura, Bishop, we are in Richard Kamauka Street, where we meet Independence Avenue, just behind Hurotwinkels. We are there 6 in the morning. We are there 7. 10, Bishop, we also have 12 p.m. and then 3 p.m. and then again at 6 p.m., Bishop.
And in Greenwell, Pastor Festus.
In Greenwell, Bishop, oturimo Daniela Street, po pepi no kapolifi. So, o neneto vo, to shake neko mo ujua, ngara mwenyo, so, o atele la shike. Mongulo hatu kareni pa mwe po hamano, po longo, po natu, no po hamano yoko matango.
Okuriangava, Pastor Brandon.
In Okuriangava, Bishop, we are in Ondodo Street, opposite ShopRite USafe. Stop and pray. Our service is at 7 in the morning, 10 o'clock, followed by 3 and 6 p.m. in the evening.
You can also find the Universal Church throughout Namibia, in Oshakati, in Undangwa, in Grundo. You can call our toll-free number, inquire the nearest address, 0800-22-3335. Just inquire the toll-free number. Carries on, you can call anytime, day or night. It's a free call, don't need their time. We are just waiting for you. Actually, the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, he is waiting for you. We are going to be back with the Stop Suffering next week, Tuesday and Thursday at the same time, 9 p.m. in the evening. And we hope to have you in the church. tomorrow or Sunday. Good night. Tate kalunga ne muyebeke.